folks, and if there's any victims out there that do not feel they're getting the treatment they deserve, if they will contact me through that hotline. I do have we do have a victim advocacy program in our office where we work with the services to resolve issues that are in the field. So I would urge everyone out there to let us know if things are not going the way they should. We also, the Safe Helpline, also has a way that you can contact us if you need assistance navigating the system.
And we do have a link to your website at our website, drshow.org. Finally, I would think it might be even more difficult for members of the military to provide help to service members who are deployed abroad.
Well, there are a lot of issues when service members are abroad. It makes everything a lot more difficult, but we do have a program in place, and there are SARCs and victim advocates that are deployable that go with the units should a sexual assault occur.
How many of those would be available, for example, for each division deployed in Afghanistan?
Well, it depends on the service, because all of the services are organized differently. But for bases or installations, there should be at least one SARC. Some are large bases and installations, so they may have several sexual assault. But I think all total, we have over 17 or 18,000 people around the world that are either SARCs or victim advocates or deployable unit victim advocates that are available to assist victims.
I wonder, Kay, as you look at this whole problem, do you see it on the increase? Do you see the number of complaints increasing?
Well, the report that we're going to deliver on March 15th is actually showing a slight decrease. But, you know, as you know, and as we've talked about before, the number of reports are, they don't tell you anything but the number of reports. So we're trying to do other research to indicate how many sexual assaults are actually going on and doing our best to put the programs in place to assist them.
I'm glad. Thank you for joining us, Kay Whitley. She's Director of DOD's Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office. And now, having heard from Kay Whitley, Director of the Defense Department Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Office, turning to you now, Susan Burke, tell us about the lawsuit that has been brought against the Pentagon, what it's intended to do.
Certainly, Diane. The lawsuit is brought to try to reform what is clearly a broken system. What we have learned from interviewing hundreds of victims is that there is widespread retaliation against men and women that come forward and report rapes and sexual assaults. The programs that Dr. Whitley spoke of are all simply focused on handholding to the victim, but they lack any kind of clout. The SARCs themselves do not have any power vis-a-vis the military chain of command. Many of the SARCs are in the military chain of command and are willing to work at command's direction